sort of the big picture, probably the most surprising was Michigan becoming a right-to-work state, even though that was kind of a sort of a slow-moving truck that you saw going in that direction. But I don't think that people on the outside ever thought that it was ever actually going to get to the point where it became a law, just because it's such a huge cultural change in Michigan. And that we're going to see, I mean, you know, the fights about that are going to play out over weeks, months, and years going forward. So probably just in terms of, you know, something that really just upset the world as we know it, it would the political world as we know it, it's probably Michigan becoming a right-to-work state. That's despite the fact that, you know, we really don't have, you know, that many unionized workers, more than most states, but less than some. But it's just such it's just so ingrained into the Michigan psyche that was probably the biggest upset. But boy, we had just so much to work with that we thought that this was going to be the year that you know, Michigan was a competitive state presidentially, because there was a Romney on the ballot, and the only place that it was competitive was the Michigan primary, where Republicans had to, you know, pull a last minute rule switch to avoid an absolute tie with Rick Santorum. That you know, we saw Congressman Thad McCotter, he of the nimble guitar playing fingers, droll sense of humor and presidential ambitions, should suddenly, you know, fall victim to just, you know, a colossal mishandling of filing petitions, which is a routine part of the process. And, you know, he goes from regular on Fox News to just you know, evaporating. You know, that was huge. Let's just say that this year was very surreal compared to most.
So how do you think that sets us up for next year? What do you think are going to be, I mean, obviously you can't predict the surprises, but how do you think this year, at least in the early part of the year, is going to be characterized by the events, or informed rather by the events of last year?
Well, I mean, 2013 is not a statewide election year. So, you know, we'll be looking for local races. We'll be looking at other states that maybe have similarities to Michigan to, you know, divine what's ahead when we do have statewide elections in 2014. And then just sorting through, you know, what happened in 2013, that no doubt there will be legal challenges about some of the laws that were, you know, passed, and some of them just in the final weeks of the year. So, you know, that'll help us sort through what's going on. Both political parties really have to rebuild, that Republicans have to find a way to build out from their white, older male base to reach more of the population that reflects what the nation in Michigan is becoming. And Democrats have to figure out how to make the political process work for them, because, I mean, they really got walloped legislatively this year, time and time again.